New parents think long and hard before naming their children. After all, a first name is one of the few things a person keeps for a lifetime. And there are thousands of potential names to choose from. Yet, as commentator David Crystal observes, we seem unconsciously to observe an unwritten rule.
When you actually look at all the first names for men and all the first names for women, you actually can find some differences in the way they sound. Male first names, for instance, tend to be much shorter than female first names. There are far more male first names of the type Bob, Jim, Fred, John. Not so many female first names, though of course there are a few, like Anne and Joan. And conversely, longer female first names are quite common, like Elizabeth, with several syllables in it, and Catherine and Victoria. Not so many male first names, though there are a few, like Christopher and Nicholas. And then the first syllable of a male first name tends to be strongly emphasised, whereas the first syllable of a female first name tends not to be. I mean, compare, for instance, Christopher, you see, bum-diddy, like that, Nicholas, tum-diddy. And how many first names don't have that emphasis for males? Well, I can think of Jerome, titum, like that, Demetrius, and there are probably a few more. But female first names do this all the time. Patricia, Elizabeth, Michelle, titum, you see, they're all like that. And then next time you're analysing this sort of thing, look out for the number of cases where male first names tend not to use E sounds, whereas female first names do a lot of the time. I've got dozens like Lisa, Tina, Celia, Maxine, the classical Fifi and Mimi and lots of others. There are not many male first names like that, though I can think of Steve and Keith, and of course Peter is a famous one.
David Crystal is the author of the Cambridge Encyclopedia of the English Language. He lives in Holyhead, Wales.